fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. Bile Superfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're going to be talking about the relationship between nutrition and behavior. And certainly when I went through medical school, we had a course on nutrition. We learned about, what the various numbers of the vitamins were, and, A, B, C, D, and under B, you had B1, B2, B3, and then you had B6, and you had B12, But that's really about all of it. And of course, you go into practice, and there's one doctor in the community who's emphasized the importance of nutrition, but he's really pretty far out on the fringe, and he's got a lot of crazy treatments that nobody can agree with. And of course, there were some of our patients. They were into nutrition. They were vegetarians. They just were different. They were sort of odd people. They drank carrot juice and sometimes they drink so much carrot juice their eyes would turn yellow. And as a physician, of course, I knew that they were really all pretty far out people. Of course, I live in Santa Cruz, where we have a pretty far out community anyway, and a lot of people go to the health food stores and buy all of these various odd things. And the idea that nutrition could really influence our health was the furthest thing from my mind. Now, I did eventually, as I got older, get to the point where at least I'd prescribe vitamins for patients, but I had no idea of the importance of nutrition or the fact that most of what we were getting from the government that's here to help us, we know, and most of what they were telling us on nutrition was deadly information. Why? Why? Because could you imagine what would happen to Social Security and Medicare if the average person were to live to be 90 years old? And why the whole thing would fall apart? And, of course, they would never give us false information intentionally, or would they? Is there some they that's out there? What do we need to know about nutrition and the relationship between nutrition and behavior? Well, Dr. Blaylock has done a wonderful DVD, and we have it available through Radio Liberty. But right now, let him tell you about the scientific studies that are well-known, that are available in the peer-reviewed literature, that show there's a very definite relationship, not only between health and nutrition, but even between behavior and nutrition. Russell, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Stan. I appreciate it.
Well, you just go ahead and talk, and I'll be quiet for a while.
Okay. Well, just sort of an introduction, of course, I was a neurosurgeon and practiced for 26 years, and I had a very deep interest in brain metabolism when I was doing my neurosurgical residency and my fellowship after my residency. So I spent an inordinate amount of time researching the literature and doing studies on trauma patients to see their metabolic response to trauma, how it affected their brains. And what I learned from all of these hundreds and thousands of studies was that, in fact, your nutrition made a profound difference in how you recovered from brain trauma and aneurysm rupture and these different things that could happen to your brain. But in the course of all these studies, I also learned that it could affect behavior, and that deficiencies could cause significant problems with behavior, particularly mood, depression, how your outlook was on life. And as the science improved, we began to understand why nutrition had such a tremendous impact. And that's because all the different chemicals in the brain that are used for the building of the cells of the brain and making the connections and the pathways and the synaptic connections and the neurotransmitters, the chemicals that are the communication chemicals in the brain. All of these things are dependent on your food, your nutrition, because all of these are built from components that are in your diet. If you're not consuming these things, if you're not eating a diet that contains the nutrients the brain needs as building blocks to make all of these things, you start having some changes in how the brain functions. And we know that there's certain parts of the brain that have to do with your emotions, with your impulses, with your ability to learn and think, to reason, to work out things logically. And that these higher functions of the brain are very, very dependent on a constant supply of these nutritional components in your diet to build these different areas of the brain and keep them functioning properly. We know that the brain of all the parts of the entire body is the most metabolic. That is, it has the highest metabolic rate. It consumes nutrients at a higher rate than any other part of the body. And to many people's surprise, you tend to think that your brain is constructed during the process that you're inside of your mother, and that once you're born, the brain is fixed and has all of its different structures, and it stays that way until you die. What we've learned over the last 40 or 50 years is that that's not true, that in fact after birth is when most of the brain is formed, particularly during the first 2 years after birth. That's the very rapid growth of brain, so that all these connections are being made that's going to form your personality, your memory, your ability to function is all being built after birth during that first 2 years. But it continues all the way up until age 26, 27, particularly the what we call the higher functions of the brain, and that's your ability to reason and control your impulses and your emotional development. All of these higher functions develop much later during the ages of 20 and up to 25, 26, 27. So that this period from in utero, that is when you're in your mother's uterus, all the way until age 26, it's extremely critical that your diet contain all the nutrients that it needs to properly form. And we know that the components of the brain are constantly being turned over, that every cell is being restructured and rebuilt constantly. For instance, one of the components called DHA, which is an omega-6 oil, it's a very high content in the brain, and it's turned over every 2 weeks. So that every 2 weeks, all of its components are completely rebuilt. And that requires that it has to be in your diet.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. And remember, you are what you eat. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and basically our guest this morning, Dr. Russell Blaylock, you know, is talking about the fact that you are what you eat. I mean, if you don't take in the proper nutrients, why the cells cannot reconstitute themselves as they're constantly doing, constantly turning over, but they need certain nutrients, and if they're not there, why it's going to have a profound impact, not only the cellular structure, but the behavior of the individual. So go ahead, pick up a story, Russell.
Well, in 1910, a physician by the name of Dr. George Gould first began to look at this, and he found that there was a connection between nutrition, particularly if it's poor nutrition, and brain behavior. By 1935, they began to realize that one particular condition, that is a low blood sugar, could cause hyperactivity, even hysteria and psychosis, and seemed to resemble some of the things they were seeing in patients that had mental disorders. When they started looking at some of the major mental disorders, for instance, the schizophrenic, they found out that of this anxious-type schizophrenic, those were very nervous and anxious, they found 74% of those people had definite hypoglycemia, that is, very low blood sugars, and that they reacted to sugar in their diet by dropping their blood sugar very low, and it made them very anxious and can produce even a psychosis. We found that gradually, if you look more at this hypoglycemia problem, that, for instance, hyperactive children, if we looked at their parents, about 60% of the parents had problems metabolizing glucose. And so that it was something that was genetically passed on to the children. And when they looked at hyperactive children that were related to parents that had been in prison, they found 75% of them were hyperactive. So they began to see that, well, you know, it's not just a matter of mental disorder, but it's also a matter of criminal behavior. As these studies began to increase, they found that there were quite a few nutrients in foods, particular vitamins, particular minerals, that if they were deficient, altered the behavior to increase criminal behavior. And one of the really interesting studies that was done by Dr. Stitt, she was in charge of probation in the state of Ohio, and she looked at probation violators. And she compared people who were on a typical American bad diet, lots of sugars and donuts and coffee and high-fat foods, and she found that 56% of those people on probation violated their probation. And usually the violation was a violent act, an antisocial act. When they were switched to a good diet, only 8% violated their parole. A dramatic drop in parole violations, particularly related to violent behavior. And then she looked at people who were involved in narcotics abuse, and she found out that if they were on their regular bad diet, that 47% of the parolees continued to use narcotics. But if they switched them to a good diet, it dropped to 13%, a very significant fall in this behavior. And I was even more surprised when they looked at the entire group of people, and we're talking about a large number. To their surprise, there was a dramatic reduction in the number of suicides. And so we see that there's a connection here between criminal behavior, narcotic abuse, and suicides. And when we looked at the chemistry in the brain to see, well, what exactly is going on in the brain that could account for that? Well, we see if you're not consuming the right types of vitamins, for instance, vitamin B6, the right kinds of amino acids, the tryptophan, that the brain was deficient in neurotransmitter chemicals that had to do with criminal behavior. So that when these were deficient, suicides increased, criminal behavior increased, narcotic abuse increased. There's a whole area of study now that is looking at the chemical changes in the brain that account for addiction. And they're finding some startling results that people who have certain deficiencies in these neurochemicals are more likely to become addicted to drugs, to seek drugs, and to be involved in these other criminal activities. And one of the chemicals that is cropping up most often is dopamine. And we find that certain nutritional deficiencies, particularly vitamin B6, produces a depression of dopamine. And that people who have decreased dopamine in their brain look at the world as very dark and uninteresting. They're easily depressed. And they're more likely to be involved in suicide. And that if you increase the dopamine in their brain, that their mood improves considerably.
Can you do that with B6?
You can do that with vitamin B6. You can do it with an amino acid called tyrosine, which you can get at health food stores.
Just one thing that comes to my mind, L-tryptophan. The government's pretty well outlawed that. You can only buy it in this country for your dog. You can't buy it for a human being because they had some problem with it. Doesn't this have a profound impact, certainly on the mind?
Yes, because of the serotonin pathways in the brain, and that's what tryptophan does. It's converted to serotonin, a neurotransmitter in the brain. There's a strong connection there between deficiencies in that amino acid and depression, particularly depression that leads to violent suicides. Also, we find that people who are involved in violent criminal activity have lower brain levels of serotonin than those that aren't. So the deficiency in that, which you can produce by feeding people a lot of corn products, corn is very low in tryptophan. And so if you're eating a lot of cornmeal and corn chips and all these different foods made out of corn, you can become deficient in tryptophan, and then you'll find that you're having these behavioral problems, and they can be quite severe. That also leads to vitamin B6 deficiency, which is necessary to convert the tryptophan into serotonin. It's also necessary to produce dopamine in the brain, and epinephrine, norepinephrine, these neurotransmitters that have to do with elevating your mood and making you feel better and relieving your depression and enabling you to concentrate and get excited about life. So we find that just simple things like that. Now, the tryptophan scare that occurred in the United States was due to a bacterial contamination. It was not due to the tryptophan itself. But unfortunately, once the problem was solved, the government never removed the restriction on tryptophan supplementation. Tryptophan also, because it increases serotonin, reduces pain. And there was a lot of research being done on reducing severe pain in people by feeding them increased amounts of tryptophan. And it was working very well until this ban occurred.
We're from the government. We're here to help.
Right. You know, when you see bans placed on things, it takes forever for the ban to be removed, even though you've solved the problem, you've proved that it had nothing to do with the amino acid tryptophan. And it's ironic that the amino acid tryptophan is so benign, and yet glutamate, which is a known brain toxin that leads to a number of neurological disorders, they allow you to use that in huge amounts. They add it to food in huge amounts, and there's just literally hundreds and hundreds of studies that have been done on the toxicity of glutamate and aspartic acid, and there's no restriction whatsoever on the use in any food or any supplement whatsoever. So there's your irony of the government regulatory process. To discuss some of the other things, they did another study in Alabama State Prison, and they looked at changes in diet as well to see what it would do, and that's the only parameter that was changed was the diet, and they switched to healthier food, more fruits and vegetables, and fewer really fatty foods with the omega-6 fats. And they found that there was a 42% reduction in criminal behavior, particularly violent criminal behavior, in the prison system, and a 61% reduction in overall antisocial behavior, that is, violating rules and stealing and such as that. So both the serious violent crime was dramatically reduced, almost by half, and antisocial behavior overall by greater than half was reduced in the prison system. This study was repeated in five other prisons, and they found exactly the same thing. And they tested the inmates that were most violent, that they had the most problem with, and they found that consistently they were deficient in certain nutrients, and that if you corrected these nutritional deficiencies, the number of violent offenses in the prison fell dramatically. Now, not only did they do studies to see the effect on the outward behavior themselves, but some of the researchers decided, well, let's see exactly what it's doing to the brain. So they did EEGs, these brainwave tests on violent offenders in prison, and found that a considerable number of them had abnormal brainwave patterns, and that if you improved their nutrition, took away the bad foods and replaced it with good foods, that these brainwave changes disappeared in a great number of these people, and it paralleled the improvement in their behavior. They also tried this in children, in the Oklahoma Children's Center for Children that were incarcerated, and they found the same thing, a 43% reduction in antisocial behavior. So consistently in all these prison systems at every age group, we're seeing improvement in human behavior, particularly in reducing violent crime. Well, we see the government spending billions of dollars with this so-called phony attack on violence, and they have laws against hate speech, which are similar to what you'd see in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. So that we're going to control what you think and what you say by force of law and put you in jail if you have an outburst of anger. But at the same time, they're encouraging a diet that promotes anger and violence and bad behavior. We also noticed that there are a number of pharmaceutical drugs that severely impact human behavior, and these are what we call fluorinated pharmaceuticals, and that is they use a fluorine group or chemical in the chemical formula. What that does is it dramatically increases neurological complications. And I looked up a significant number of these drugs to see what kind of side effects they have. And this includes not only antipsychotic medicines, but also antibiotics and other drugs that are used for things that has nothing to do with the mind. But what we find is the complications include things like psychosis, homicide, suicides, violent behavior, hallucinations. So we're seeing some rather dramatic alterations in human behavior caused by these medications.
Is that the same sort of a fluoride compound we put in the water today?
Exactly. But it's even more potent in the medication. For instance, antibiotics like Cipro. Cipro is a fluoridated antibiotic, And it's associated with a number of neurological problems, including homicide, psychosis, suicide. And when we look at some of the newer class of antibiotics, it's even worse. I mean, cerebellar dysfunction, ataxia, all kinds of neurological problems are major complications of these medications. Yet doctors don't bat an eye at prescribing these dangerous medications to their patients, because they generally, because you know they're working at a frenetic pace, and they don't read the physician's desk reference to see these complications, and they're not aware that they're even fluoridated pharmaceuticals.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute with Dr. Russell Blaylock right here.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're talking about nutrition and behavior, and so much of what you're hearing this morning is on Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD, Nutrition and Behavior, which we do carry because we think it is an important message which every one of you should hear. So please go ahead, Russell.
Well, the other very important thing that was learned in all of these studies is that it wasn't necessary that the nutrition be severely deficient in vitamins and minerals, but even marginal deficiencies, in other words, slight deficiencies in some of these critical vitamins, particularly thiamine, and which is B1 and vitamin B6 and B12, folic acid, magnesium, selenium. These things, if they were even slightly deficient, could precipitate violent behavior and suicides and depression and a dark view of the world. And that if they were corrected in a large percentage of the people, we saw a significant and often dramatic improvement. In fact, one of the most quoted studies is a study by Tucker, in which he measured the EEG, what was called the force of brain function, and demonstrated consistently that marginal deficiencies in these vitamins, which are not recognized by government or the ordinary physician, could produce changes in the brain waves that were associated with behavioral problems. So we have objective studies that are showing that levels of vitamin intake that are being recommended by the government are not sufficient to correct these deficiencies that are resulting in behavioral problems. One of the elements that was of particular importance was selenium. There's a whole host of studies that are being done on brain function and selenium deficiency, and they found one of the most common problems associated with it is depression, and that if the selenium deficiency is sufficient, they go into confusion and disorientation, and that when selenium is resupplied in the diet, the depression improves significantly and the confusion goes away. It also noticed a significant improvement in mood that overall just felt better. The world seemed brighter and more interesting, and there's less darkness in the world when they took selenium. So these things are being consistently shown and objectively shown in the literature, not just in experimental animals, but we're seeing it in humans. Most of these studies are done in humans because the complex human behavioral patterns that would be difficult to demonstrate in animals. And you can talk to people and you can do the neuropsychological testing on them and the brainwave testing, and you can demonstrate the changes that occur with supplementation. Now, when we look at one of the really big culprits, it's sugar. You know, the United States and in the Western world, we have a huge consumption of sugar. And about 50% of the population has what we call reactive hypoglycemia. That is, when they drink or eat something that has high sugar content, they'll secrete a lot of insulin that'll drive their blood sugar real low, and they become very agitated. Some people that hyperreact will develop a panic attack. And people that have repeated panic attacks, there's a strong correlation to this reactive hypoglycemia. Well, when we look at the difference in our sugar consumption, in 1900, average person would consume about 4 pounds of sugar a year. Well, now they're consuming about 129 pounds a year, 2,500% increase. So we've had an absolutely dramatic increase in our sugar consumption. And most of this sugar, about 57%, is hidden in processed foods. For instance, I pointed out to people that it, before it was exposed, they were even adding sugar to salt. Sugar was put, in high content in tomato ketchup, and a lot of foods that you normally would not think would contain sugar contain it in rather high levels. About 43% of sugar consumption is fruit juices and soda, which we see that there's a tremendous increase, particularly, ironically, in older people. Their consumption of soda is very high. It's increased some 300% over the last several years. So we're seeing not only the young people consuming a lot of sweetened sodas, but the elderly as well. Now people say, well, wouldn't it be good to consume diet colas? Well, the diet soda contains aspartame, which is a known brain toxin, which alters these neurochemicals in the brain and has been associated with decreased brain serotonin levels and depression. Also, if it's causing decreased brain serotonin, increased suicides. So that's not the answer. And also it's been shown that the aspartame can trigger hypoglycemia just like sugar can. So you're not solving your problem by drinking Diet Colas. Actually, you're greatly magnifying your problem. Now, one of the problems we see with low blood sugar is increases in aggression. As we said, in the prisoners that had a low blood sugar, they were very violent and involved in many violent acts in the prison. There's a syndrome called the temporal lobe discontrol syndrome. And when you measure the brain waves from the temporal lobe and you lower someone's blood sugar, you find the temporal lobe becomes overactive. It's almost a seizure-like episode in the temporal lobe. And that can produce intense rage. It's suspected that when you see people with road rage or violent rage on an airline or any situation, that generally they're having hypoglycemic episodes. And you'll see it in your children. Often mothers will tell me that their child just goes absolutely berserk. Nothing they do can correct the problem. Whipping them, punishing them, whatever. They just scream and holler and throw things, and they're like little monsters. And one of the things they consistently notice is that if you feed the child, it's like giving them a tranquilizer. Suddenly they're very calm. All of this terrible, aggressive, almost insane rage goes away. And we know why that occurs in the brain, and that's because it produces an excitation of the areas in the temporal lobe that have to do with rage. And that excitation is caused by glutamate, and that's where MSG comes in. So if your child is consuming something that has aspartame of MSG in it and sugar, and their blood sugar falls, it greatly magnifies the toxicity of the glutamate, and that can produce intense rage. So most of the mothers that I convinced to take them off of the MSG, take them off the sugar, they always come back and say, it's like I have a new child. No more rage attacks. They're very calm. They're very pleasant children. So that I just can't believe the change in my child. So this is a repeatable pattern that mothers will notice. And it'll help you control your child's impulsivity. It goes beyond that. There was an interesting study in which they found that one parolee was having problems as a kleptomaniac, and they tested her and found out she had rather sensitive hypoglycemia, reactive hypoglycemia, and that when they changed her diet, her kleptomania disappeared.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Yes, Dr. Russell Blaylock, DVD Nutrition.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branched Hanukkiahs and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also, a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Dan back here for our last segment, and our guest this morning, Dr. Russell Blaylock, so you go right ahead.
Well, another part of this is beyond the violence and the rage and the loss of impulse control, and it has to do with just merely being able to learn. And an interesting study that was done in 1980 looked at mental performance. And what they did, they took college students and they gave them an intellectual test, and they would give them a Coke to drink. Then they would give them another test of completely different questions. And what they found is that within 30 minutes, there was a profound decrease in mental performance. And this reached a maximum at an hour. So test subjects begin to have difficulty using their minds to work problems. And they made twice as many mistakes after the Coke as they did without the Coke. Now, when we look at brain function with sudden surges of sugar and the reactive hypoglycemia, we do see rather profound effects on the part of the brain that has to do with higher thinking. And so this results of this test objectively measured that problem and found that you're making twice as many mistakes. Well, if you go to most colleges, and I do some teaching in a local college, you see that the students are constantly drinking Cokes or drinking some kind of diet, drinking a soda, and they don't realize they're interfering with their ability to think and function in the classroom. Another important thing is that people don't realize that certain foods act just like sugar. For instance, potatoes. Potatoes will precipitate the same drop in blood sugar that you see with almost pure sugar. And one of the real demonstration is the Quala Indian. And the Indian in that tribe has one of the highest rates of violence of any group of people almost in the world. And what they found is 55% of these people in the tribe were hypoglycemic. Well, their major food is potatoes. And that when they separated people into the ones that demonstrated the greatest violence, and this included rapes, they found that they were the ones that had the greatest hypoglycemia. So again, in a natural situation with eating something like potatoes, we see that there's a strong connection between hypoglycemia and violent behavior. Now, when you look at the average American teenager, they're constantly eating potato chips and different potato products, so it's not surprising that they develop this reactive hypoglycemia. They also did a study on college males. And they had psychological testing to make sure they were completely normal. And they gave them a questionnaire for aggression. And what they found was there was a very strong correlation between aggression in their answers and the ones that were hypoglycemic. The ones that had normal blood sugars tended to be significantly less aggressive in their answers. So these things are consistently showing this strong connection not only to aggression and anger and impulse control loss, but also ability to learn. And one of the largest studies ever done was 1.1 million children were studied in a public school system, and they either gave them a multivitamin or kept them on their normal diet. And what they found over several years period, there was a dramatic increase in their CAT scores. And what they did is the first diet, they showed very low scores. When when they improve the diet, they improve to a significant level. And then they didn't change the diet the second year just to see if it held, and it held exactly at the same level. Then they really cleaned up the diet, took all the dyes out, the sugar, increased the fruit and vegetable intake, and they saw another jump in improvement in the CAT score. So we're seeing some significant improvements in mental function, particularly in children, so that their school learning activities are dramatically improved just by something as simple as a multivitamin, and they weren't even using a very good multivitamin. It shows how deficient these children are. And what I've found in my own studies is that the more deficient a person is, the more they improve when you give them the vitamin. I mean, it's almost dramatic. And they always come back to you and say, I can't believe how much my mind has cleared up. The fog is gone. I feel so much better. Those were the people that were the most deficient.
Russell, we're just about out of time. Do you have a website for our listeners? Dr. Russell Blaylock does put out a newsletter to Newsmax, a newsletter I take on a monthly basis. Comes by email. It's great. How can people get in touch with you and your website?
They can go to www.russellblaylockmd.com.
RussellBlaylockMD.com, okay.
And it has all the books and the DVDs and CDs. And then, it also has an educational blog that I put on. It's not truly a blog. It's just things that I write. But it discusses mercury, and I'm doing one on the cholesterol myth. So you can get some in-depth information off the website.
Well, we could go on for a long, long time here, but let me suggest, ladies and gentlemen, you go to Dr. Blaylock's website. Has excellent material. I've known Dr. Blaylock for, there must be 20, 25 years, somewhere there.
A long time
going back to the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, and you can rely on his information, you can rely on his research, you can bet your life on it. And the truth of the matter is, if you do not learn what he's teaching you, why you and your family are in for a lot of heartache. Dr. Blaylock, thanks so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you here with the American Freedom Network and our other programs.
Well, thank you, Stan. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, fine. And so go to Dr. Blaylock's website. Get his material. Now, we do carry his DVD. It's titled Nutrition and Behavior. And we have a four-tape set of interviews I've done with Russell called Life Saving Secrets. And we'll tell you more when we get back here. After this break here.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience some Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day.
If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Network. I hope you enjoyed our program with Dr. Blaylock. If you'd like to get a copy of his DVD, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The title, Nutrition and Behavior. I know my good friend, Dr. Lorraine Day, was telling me about a prison here in California where they actually divided the population into two groups. One was on a vegetarian nutrition diet, the other on the regular diet that you and I eat. And in the group that had the regular diet of these criminals, 85% of them upon release came back to prison. And of the group that had the vegetarian proper nutritional diet, 15% came back to prison. So what did they do in California? Why, they closed the prison down. After all, we couldn't have prisons if we didn't have prisoners, could we? Could anything be this crass and indifferent? And I would like to suggest there really are people who are giving us bad information intentionally. And this is not happening by accident. Let me suggest Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. His book on excitotoxins, the taste it kills, simply tells about the MSG and glutamates that they're putting in our food and poisoning our children. His book on natural strategies for cancer patients, if you know people are going to have chemotherapy and radiation, if they'll utilize the information in this book, their hair won't fall out. In most cases, they will not become deathly ill. And the doctor will be mystified. Why aren't you sick like everybody else? Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much out there that the average doctor, who means so well, but he just doesn't know, because there's an organized effort to conceal the truth, not only from the American people, but from your doctors and your dentists. That's why the information we have is we recommend it to you, and we have all sorts of four tape sets covering so many issues, but my life-saving secrets, interviews with Dr. Blaylock, his DVD, Nutrition and Behavior are so important for you. We carry books on the statin drugs. We have an inexpensive little book, a four tape set on the statin drugs, and they're poisoning our people. They're making a lot of money off of it. But if you look at the statistics and you see the actual, you know, decrease in fatal heart attacks in normal people who are on statin drugs, it's an infinitesimal, I think, 1.7% chance. If you take these drugs every day for the rest of your life, why, that's not going to save your life. About a 1.7% decrease in death. Now, they can juggle the statistics. The old adage that figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and they can show you a 30 or 40 or 50% decrease, but the truth is they're lying. And it's how you present the information, and it's really about 1%. Is it really worthwhile taking a chance and getting all the complications of statins, including increased cancer for a 1% improvement? And I will tell you, I wouldn't do it. And you shouldn't either. We've got a great four-tape set on statin drugs. We've got four-tape sets on autism. We've got all sorts of material on the fluoride and how they're poisoning our children and lowering their intelligence. They know that. Great new DVD, Let the Truth Be Told, put out by our good friend Dr. Kennedy. Let the Truth Be Told. It's on fluoride. And then his other DVD is Your Drinking Water Safe? Four tape sets on fluoride, my talk on fluoride, the hidden agenda, which comes with or without a syllabus, and you'll have all the scientific studies at your fingertips. You need to learn. You need to get the information out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control.